Hello.
Hello. Hi, I'm Wilbert. I'm with Georgia Opinion Surveys. We're actually conducting voluntary opinion survey. Can I ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and nation?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Now, let me continue here. Can I please get the year of your birth?
1946.
Thank you very much for that. I will continue. What is your race? You could select white, black, or African American, American Indian, or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
We'll continue. In politics today, do you consider yourself as Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Definitely not a Republican.
Democrat or Independent?
Yes, Democrat.
Thank you very much. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Strong, right? Okay. And what's the highest level of school that you've completed or the highest degree you've received? You could choose 12th grade or below, no high school diploma, high school graduate diploma or equivalent, from college but no degree, associate degree, bachelor's, master, or professional degree, or doctorate.
Doctorate,
thank you. Next are some questions about how you think things are going in your community and the country. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you like very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat unsatisfied, or very unsatisfied with the direction in which country is headed?
Somewhat satisfied.
Thank you very much for that. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president? Do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, neither approve or nor disapprove, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove? Hello?
Hello. Strongly approve.
Thank you very much. How favorable or unfavorable are your opinions of each of the following? So you could use a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold. It's like neutral. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them, okay? So the first, remember, you could choose numbers from 0 to 10. So the first one would be a Brian Kemp. Do you feel very and cold and unfavorable, or do you feel neutral or very warm and favorable? You can use from 0 to 10.
3.
3, thank you. And what about Donald Trump? You can
0.
Use all these numbers. 0, thank you. What
0.
About Joe Biden?
10.
10? Thank
yes.
you very much. And what about Cornel West?
4.
Thank you very much. What about Fannie Willis?
10.
Thank you very much. And our Democrats in Congress?
It's pronounced Fannie, not Fannie. Okay.
Oh, Fannie. I'm sorry. And
yeah.
What about Democrats in Congress?
Democrats in Congress, 10.
Thank you very much. What about Kamala Harris?
10.
10, right? Thank
yes.
you.
Yes.
Okay, let me see. Great. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, okay? So to make change on issues that matter to you. Do you think this means no power at all? 5? You could choose from
9.
Anyone from 1 to 10.
9.
No power at all, right? And
No. If I use 9, that's...
9, I'm sorry. Oh,
yes,
I misunderstood you. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you for correcting me. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to their community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means the black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter most to your community. What would you rate that as for?
I would say 8 because it's been diluted.
eight, right?
My community, yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. How would you describe black political power since 2020? Would you say it is much more powerful, somewhat more powerful? There's no difference. It's somewhat less powerful, or it's much less powerful?
Somewhat more powerful.
Thank you very much. Now, we're at 30%. Thank you so much for your patience. Now, we know it's a little way off, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the November 5, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local offices? Like, using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you definitely will not vote, 5 means that there's a 50-50 chance that you'll vote, and a 10 means that you'll definitely vote in 2024. You could choose from 0 to 10. 10, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And would you say that you care a great deal? You care a little bit? You not that much? Or you don't care at all? Who is elected president in 2024?
Great deal.
Thank you very much. And if the November 5, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state local officials were held today, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Cornel West, another third-party candidate, or would you not vote for president, or are you undecided?
I would vote for Joe Biden.
Thank you very much. Now, for something a little different, has your life gotten better, gotten worse, or stayed out about the same since Joe Biden became president?
Better.
Better, right? Okay,
yes.
And I'm going to read you a list of issues that I want you to rate each of them on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it definitely should be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and 0 means it definitely should not be one of the top Democrats' priorities to improve your community. You could use any numbers from 0 to 10, okay?
Okay.
Great. Now, criminal justice reform. This could be definitely should not be one of the Democrats' top priorities, or it could be definitely should be one of the Democrats' top priorities. You could choose from 0 to 10.
9.
Thank you. And what about crime and violence?
10.
What about voting rights?
10.
And what about environmental justice?
Environmental justice.
Uh-huh.
9.
Thank you. And what about inflation or cost of living?
10.
Thank you. And gun control?
Definitely 10.
Thank you very much. We are at 50%. Thank you for your patience. Now, I'm going to read you a list of issues, and I want you to rate each of them on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the issue has definitely been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and 0 means the issue has definitely not been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. You could use anything from 0 to 10, okay? Now, criminal justice reform. Criminal justice reform definitely been one of the Democrats' top priorities, or definitely not been one of the Democrats' top priorities? You could use numbers from 0 to 10.
7.
7, right? And what about for crime and violence?
8.
Thank you very much. What about voting rights?
9.
Thank you. And environmental justice?
9.
And inflation or cost of living?
10.
So, gun control?
8.
Thank you. We're at 65% and almost done. So I'm going to read you a list of laws that Biden administration and Democrats in Congress have passed over the past 3 years. For each law, please tell me if it has impact or will impact your life a great deal, a fair amount, or not that much, or not at all, okay? So the strategy to counter the domestic terrorism directed the Department of Homeland Security to allocate $77 million to state and local partners to combat domestic extremism and increase the screening process to ensure white supremacists don't work for federal, state, and local police departments. Is that like a great deal, a fair amount? Not that much, not at all, or never heard of it?
Great deal.
Thank you. And in proclamation on granting pardon for the offense of simple possession of marijuana, President Biden pardoned all prior federal and offenses of simple marijuana possession and urged governors to do the same. Is that a great deal, a fair amount? Not that much, not at all, or never heard of it?
A fair amount.
Okay, and the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act provides more than $50 million to expand access to clean drinking water as well as eliminate lead pipes. Do you think that's a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all, or never heard of it?
Great deal.
Thank you for your patience. We are at 71%, and we're almost done. Now, I'm going to read you some reasons that black voters have said are convincing reasons to support the Biden-Harris ticket in 2024. Please rate each reason on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means it is an extremely convincing reason to vote in November 2024, and 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to vote in November 2024. You can select any numbers from 0 to 10, okay? So President Biden's administration has accomplished a lot, but those policies aren't well known because our Republican-controlled state government blocks these federal investments that are supposed to help our communities. Medicaid expansion is a clear example of a Georgia legislator leaving many in need of health care uninsured while hospitals continue to close in our communities. It is time for us to understand the real reasons Georgians are not seeing the impact of President Biden's policies. Do you think that's not at all convincing, extremely convincing, or don't know or refuse? You could choose from numbers from 0 to 10.
Incredibly convincing.
Okay, great. And what about black Georgians have the power to determine our futures by electing who represents us in government? When it comes to electing our next president in 2024, we do have a clear choice. We will continue to move forward, or will we go backwards? You know, will we fight for a future that includes the right to make decisions about our own health, or will we let politicians like who want to destroy our freedom to succeed? The choice is clear. This is our Georgia. This is our time. In 2024, it's up to us to decide our future. You could choose not at all convincing, extremely convincing, don't know, refuse, from 0 to 10.
Convincing.
Extremely convincing or somewhat convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
Okay. So we're at 70. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you did not, but I'd like to ask you, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? You could rate this from the power amount, feel your vote has 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power, and 10 means your vote has a lot of power to make change for these issues that matter to you.
Number nine,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and we know it's a little way off, but it's as it stands now. It's likely that your vote in November 5, 2024, general election, president, Congress, and other state and local offices, using a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you definitely will not vote. 5 means that you got 50-50 chance. And 10 means you'll definitely vote in 2024.
10. Without question.
10, right? Okay.
10, yeah.
Would you say that you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or you don't care at all who's elected president in 2024?
Great deal.
A great deal, right? And in November 5, 2024, general election for president, Congress, and other state and local officials were held today. Would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Cornel West, another third-party candidate? Would you not vote for president, or are you undecided?
No, I will definitely vote for Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, right? Okay.
Yes.
We're at 78% and almost done. How much do you trust each of the following organizations for accurate election information? You could choose a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all, or never heard of. The first would be for Black Voters Matter.
Somewhat.
Like a fair amount, not that much, not at all, a great deal?
A fair amount.
What about Pro Georgia? You could choose a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all, or never heard of?
Never heard of.
What about a local board of election? A great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all, or never heard of?
A fair amount.
And a fair fight. You could choose a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all, or never heard of?
Great deal.
A great deal. And what about Secretary of State? A great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all, or never heard of?
I don't really trust the Secretary of State's information. So I'm reluctant there. Give
not
me the
at
choices
all.
Again. No, not at all.
Okay, not at all. Thank you. What about a New Georgia project? There's a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all, or never heard of them?
Not that much.
Not that much, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. And what about People's Agenda? A great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all, or never heard of them?
Not that much.
Not that much. And what about Fair Account? A great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all, or never heard of?
Never heard of.
Never heard of. Thank you. Okay, we're at 87%. Thank you for your patience. These new few questions are just for statistical purposes only. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Moderate, right?
Mm-hmm.
And do you consider yourself one, heterosexual or straight? Two, lesbian or gay? Three, bisexual? Or four, something else?
Straight.
Like heterosexual, right?
Heterosexual, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
I'm married.
Thank you very much. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age of 18?
No.
And how would you describe your employment status? Like full-time, part-time, temporary laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-home parent or student?
Retired.
Retired, right?
Yeah.
And last year, that it's 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. Do not read. You could choose a 25 to 34,000, 35 to 44, 45 to 54, 55 to 64, 65 to 74, 75 to 84, 85 to 99, 100 to 249, and 250,000 or more.
99. Yes.
Okay, 85 to 99, right? And finally, we like to invite you to become a Georgia knowledge expert. What this means is that we would like your opinion in different topics for like the remainder of 2023 through December of 2024. During this time, we may invite you to like participate in focus groups, take short surveys by phone, text, or email, invite you to events going on in your community, and or simply remind you of upcoming elections. As a thank you for serving as a Georgia knowledge expert, we'd like to offer you a $10 Amazon gift card. Would you like to serve as Georgia knowledge expert? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. What is the best email for us to send you the gift card?
AGeorge, 264@gmail.com.
Okay,
I'll repeat it for you.
I'm going to repeat that for you. I got A as in Apple, G for Gloria, E for Echo, O for Oscar, R for Romeo, G for George, E for Echo, 264@gmail.com.
That is correct.
Thank you very much. Okay, and how do you prefer to be contacted? Please select landline, cell phone, text message, mail, or email?
Email.
Okay. Great. Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and your patience, and be blessed, okay?
Thank you very much. Let me say something else to you.
Go ahead.
I appreciate the context and the context of questions asked and the relevancy of those questions. Previous surveys that I've participated in, they were lucid and very much slanted, but I really appreciate the thoroughness and the thought that was put into this one. Okay.
Thank you very much as well for your patience.
Have a great weekend.
Likewise. Thank you.
Bye bye.
Bye bye now.